Joining me on the line now is Ciara Henenbury, who is here today to tell us all about the annual Suicide or Survive Cycle Challenge. So firstly, good morning, Ciara, and thank you for taking some time out of your day.
Hi, how are you? Good morning.
So before we kind of get into the all about the fundraiser, can you give us a bit of a background about the Suicide or Survive organisation?
So Suicide or Survive are a mental health charity. They focus all about this breaking the stigma attached with suicide and mental health. And they really want to focus on making it open to talk about it and really raise awareness. And Suicide or Survive then run a range of workshops all over the country, focusing on mental health for people that are struggling with their own mental health, or people that have a family member or lost a family member to suicide as well. So they're a really good organisation, really focusing on breaking that stigma and working towards creating a positive environment around mental health. And then at the moment, they have changed their system, so they all do all online webinars. They have weekly webinars running on different topics for all different types of people on their journey to avail of. So they're a really great organisation, and they have help for everyone there.
Now, this fundraiser is in its seventh year, and it's raised over roughly around €60,000 since. And of course, it's for a great cause, because it's all about raising money to help with this. So when is it happening, and kind of can you explain to us how it's different this year, obviously due to restrictions in place from the coronavirus and that, but also kind of how people can still get involved with this?
Yeah, so usually we have a physical cycle that takes place every year on Easter Sunday. Obviously, we can't do that this year or last year. So we came up with an alternative, which is called the Cycle for SOS Challenge. And this sets you the challenge to cycle 20 kilometres within your 5K, and you have 2 weeks to do it. It's from the 29th of March to the 11th of April, so all during the Easter holidays for anyone that's on school holidays or anything like that. It's a great thing to get out there and to do your cycle, and then you can nominate your friends and to do the same by posting on social media using the hashtag #CycleForSOS, and then we're just asking everyone if they can to donate. We have a Just Giving page there to donate as well. But all the information can be found on our Instagram page. It's Cycle for SOS, and our Facebook page is Mental Health and Suicide Awareness.
Now, mental health is something in general that is kind of unfortunately brushed under the rug by a lot of people. Obviously find it extremely hard to talk about, which is understandable, because some people don't want to worry others about it, some people don't know how to talk about it, and there's many other ways. So the main goal of this as well also is to kind of help people willingly talk about it and seek help with their mental health. Would I be right in saying that?
Exactly. Yeah, our main aim is to raise that awareness that so many people are struggling, and it is such a common thing. It's not something we want to hide. It's really, really hard to talk about. And that we want everyone to know that help is there, and there's such easy things that you can do. Like attending one of these webinars is totally confidential. No one will see your name. All the videos are off. It's totally confidential that way. And you're getting really, really good advice, the basic tips and tricks that can help you. And then if you need more support after that, then Suicide or Survive have a range of support. So I'm going to encourage anyone to check out their website, and Suicide or Survive. You get them in Google, all their webinars and everything are there. But also to know that everyone has mental health, and everyone experiences difficulties with their mental health at some stage of their life. So we really need to make this you know, it's a common thing, and people need to be talking about it to know that we need to be exercising our mental health the way we look after and exercise, you know, all our other health needs.
Now, you were saying there as well, obviously, that you have the fundraising page for people so that they can go through to donate that way for anyone, say themselves, who are cycling, or for someone else that they know is taking the challenge, they can donate as well with that. Can I get you to just give out the website again for that?
Yeah, so if you go on to I'll actually just direct everyone to our Facebook page, and the link is there. So it's Mental Health and Suicide Awareness Cycle. If you type that in on Facebook, and that's our Facebook page, all the information and the link to donate is there as well.
And
so it's Mental Health and Suicide Awareness Cycle.
It's been 7 years now, obviously, since this first started, 2015. Now, that is a long time for something like this to be going on, which it's a great thing, because you're constantly putting out the awareness, helping raise the awareness for such a huge impact in a lot of people's lives, be them, even if it's someone who hasn't themselves struggled with mental health. I'm sure they've obviously had someone close to them struggle through a tough time with mental health problems as well. And it's also kind of, in a way, a awareness raising for people who say they'd have someone who struggles with mental health, but they haven't seen the signs of it themselves. Because I know it's sometimes some people would hide behind a false image, you could say, kind of, just so they don't want people worrying about them.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the worrying thing about it, that you don't know the signs, or you can't see the signs. So the happiest person out there could be struggling and no one knows. So we feel that this is what we can do to really, like, as part of Suicide or Survive's motto, is to break that stigma. And if it's normalised that our mental health is so important, and that if you're feeling down, that's okay, and the help and the support is there, that you can go for that, and that it's really strong for people to be putting on a brave face and a smile when inside they don't feel like that. So it's really, really important, and we really encourage everyone to go get the help. And it is normal. It's the same as if you have, you know, if you have a sick stomach, you know, if you have a sore tooth, you know, you go and you get the help. You go and you get the help, or you see someone about it. So it's the same thing, but it has deeper consequences. So we just really want to make people know that it's okay to talk about it, and really break that stigma, and encourage people to join the likes of these webinars and do things to improve their mental health.
Yeah, it's such a great thing, because I think as well that if we have adults more willing to talk about it, any kids or the next generation growing up would see they're willing to talk about it, and hopefully be more comfortable talking about it themselves. Because as you know yourself, like, we haven't got exactly the best in terms of dealing with mental health, but people are still fighting for it to help, as you said, break away from the stigma, normalize it, make sure that it's something people will be comfortable going about and help getting help with.
Exactly, yeah, and it is developing. To think of what it was like years ago and what it's like now, it's getting there. Obviously, it's a long road, but to see the likes of children in primary schools having mindfulness classes and having meditation and things like this, this is all improving our mental health. And it's a long road, but it's all small steps that will get there, and over time we will get there. And it's things like this and things like this fundraiser and the opportunities to come on radio stations with yourselves would really get that awareness out there and encourage people to help to break the stigma and to normalise talking about mental health. So I really appreciate the opportunity to come on.
Of course, like, as Lifeline itself is all about mental health, we try to get as much information out to our listeners and people around about how they can help improve their mental health, especially in such a difficult time like this. But I just want to say again, thank you so much, Ciara, for taking some time out of your day to come on and have a chat about this with me.
No problem. Thanks for having me. Have a good day.
You too. All the best.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Now, that was Ciara Henenbury telling us about the Suicide Survives 7th Annual Cycle, which helps raise funds for them. And, of course, it is to do with mental health, so it's always a great thing. And as she said there, you can go onto their Facebook page, Mental Health and Suicide Awareness, and that will, you can then find the links to donate yourself and more information there.